Blog Talk Radio.
In the review behind the scenes, guys, this is the weekend edition. And today, my name is Michelle Cornwell Jordan. I'm one of your hosts. Jamie White is here. She's my co-host. And today we are to chat with the wonderful, very talented Paula Roscoe. Now, there is a Jamie, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Okay. Thank you. How are you? You sound like you're not doing very well this morning.
I'm a little bit flustered oh. Here. Guys, our guest is feverishly trying to get through, but there's some type of technical issue.
No.
I know. With this, that should be a tagline.
Attacks us again.
I don't understand it. So I'm working feverishly here to attempt to get Paula on the line. While we're doing this, how are you, Jamie?
Not bad.
Great segue, right? Great segue here.
Yeah.
But seriously, what's going on in your neck of the land?
Not a whole lot, actually. trying to get through, the social media thing this morning, and it's weird today. I'm not really seeing, a lot of stuff to share, so I'm, trying to find something.
Well, what's going on with social media?
I'm not seeing tons of funny things to share today. It's kind of okay.
Oh my goodness! I do want to go back to that because now you've got my interest piqued. But yes, everyone, Paula is here. Paula,
hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh my gosh! What?
Hi.
Let me get through until I dialed a couple more numbers to get over the water to you.
Oh, we're so glad you're here. How are you?
Oh, thank you so much, sweetie.
All right. Well, I guess we'll backtrack a little bit. You know, everyone that is just joining us, again, welcome to the show. I'm Michelle Cohen Jordan, and Jamie White, my co-host, is here, and we're talking to the wonderful author PJ Roscoe. So, what we're going to do, guys, we're going to have a brief little message, and then we'll come back and we'll jump into our chat. Paula, I'm so happy you're here.
Hi, this is Jamie. Monique, and you're listening to Indie Review Behind the Scenes, your source for the hottest in indietainment's news and features.
Oh, we have been having fun already this morning.
Already. It is our mantra. I tell you, Jamie and I have been doing this about 5 years, and I swear, you know, every other show we're tech issue. You know, we're saying that word, so that's going to be our new tag.
Yeah.
Our tagline.
Us versus technology.
Guys, that is what actually drove me to starting to write dystopian and steampunk. I really believe it. I'm like, I'm done. So I've got a whole new career out of it. I'm sorry, George Jamie.
Oh, bless you.
So how are you doing today? Why don't you introduce yourself to everybody?
Who are you talking to, me or Jamie?
Yeah, you.
Me? Hi, America, and anyone else who's listening. I'm PJ Roscoe. I'm the author of 4 books so far, 2 more on the way. I've just launched my 4th book today. It's called Diary of Marjorie Blake, and I just rushed home from Waterstones, and it went really, really well.
Awesome! Yeah. Congratulations on your new release today! Yay!
I
didn't realize it was today.
A new baby.
Yes, your book baby. I love it.
Isn't it? Every book you write is like your new baby, isn't it?
It is. It's your birthday. I'm excited because, you know, we normally have the shows around the date or maybe a day before, a day after, but it's today, everybody.
It
so.
Is today. It was this morning. And as I say, we were there for a few hours and we had lots of people to talk to and we had sparkling water and orange juice and flapjacks, and it was just fantastic.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. You know, when, and I said this, Paula was here, I think maybe a year ago, on the chat with us, maybe a little over, and I just can listen to you all day. I love the way you speak. But and I just,
I'm,
you know, I just loved everything you just described, the flapjacks and the water. Oh, that sounds wonderful. I want to be there. But anyway. Because, you know, I know that you have joined us before, but we've expanded and we've, you know, we've got, you know, our audience, and we love you guys, have, you know, has grown. So we would just love to start right back at the beginning with you and ask what I always ask a lot of the authors, how did you find the writing path? What got you on this path? Was it a newfound passion or a lifelong dream?
I think it was an extension of my childhood that I didn't want to give up. I started writing short stories when I was very, very young. They were all about a magical zoo that once all the people left, the animals would come to life and take the mickey out of the people who'd come to look at them. You know, and so I kind of like to turn things on their head and look at it from a different perspective, I think. So once my children were born, I was really taking it seriously, and I started working for a magazine freelance, and I was getting all my articles published, and they were all historical supernatural things. And I had this novel called Echoes that was, it spent most of the time in its drawer for the first 10 years. You know, you play with it, you send it off, you get rejections, you put it back in the drawer, and it's forgotten for a few more years until you find the courage to pick it up again. So I did that for a few years, and then I eventually published it myself once I realized that self-publishing wasn't known as vanity anymore, and people actually respected you more for publishing it yourself because people realized just how much hard work goes into it. Then it won 3 awards, one after the other. So it kind of pushed me to bring out the next one, I'd written fairy stories for my young daughter, so I'm now starting to bring those out in a series now that I've finally found a brilliant illustrator to work with. And as I say, I've just brought out another novel today. Next one comes out in Halloween, and next one comes out in spring. So it's all go.
Wow, very
yeah.
cool. Love that. Congratulations
yeah.
again. I'm very excited
oh,
for
you. Yeah, it's just something I can't not do. You know, someone once asked me how it would feel if I stopped writing altogether. And I said, well, you're basically asking me not to breathe, not to live, and do something that I truly love. So I'm a firm believer of doing what you love, as long as it doesn't hurt anybody. So mm-hmm. go out and do it. So I go out and do it.
There you
and
go.
Thankfully,
there you
I
go.
Have a wonderful husband who does allow me to follow my dream. Yeah.
Perfect. Just do it, guys. That's the motto. You know,
yeah.
I posted a, me and my, I saw on my news feed yesterday, I reposted it, and it said that life is very short, or, you know, and I'd like to say delicate, but very short, and there really is no time any longer for, what is it? Well, they said something else, but it was like self-doubt, you know, insecurity.
Yeah.
You just got to take that jump, take that leap. All right.
Absolutely. You know, I am a firm believer of face the fear and do it anyway. Because what's the worst thing that can happen? You know,
right.
you can either regret not doing it or regret
yes.
doing it. And I'd prefer to regret doing something.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you'll have that
trouble.
Because you tried. You know what I'm saying? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, I mean, I've been classed as a very naughty lady from time to time, but I'd prefer to be naughty than boring.
I love it. You now know, ladies. She's a little naughty. I love it. Sorry,
oh,
Debbie,
yeah,
there you go.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the day I start to be good, I think I'll give up.
I know, right? Normal is overrated, everyone.
Oh,
yeah.
Normal is boring.
Yeah.
My daughter
yeah.
calls me crazy, and I say I'd rather be crazy than boring and dull. So,
there you
yeah,
go.
There you go.
Pick it up and be crazy.
There's actually there's a quote I love from this sitcom. You know, years back, it says, like, yeah, be normal and the crowd will accept you. Be deranged and they will make you their leader.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love it.
I like
definitely.
That one.
I do.
I like it.
So
that is
go,
going
right?
on my wall.
So tell us a little bit about, like, your writing process.
My writing process, in what I do every day? Yeah?
I'm sorry?
Yes.
In
yes.
what I do every day, yeah?
Yeah.
So basically, I only write when my daughter's at school. She has special needs, so obviously when she's home, my attention is purely on Megan. So I write usually Monday to Friday. As soon as she goes to school, I walk the dog, come home, grab a huge mug of coffee, and off I go. And I lose time, you know, when you really get into a book and you're doing all the research and you're getting into all these characters and everything, I can lose half a day easy. And then round about 3:30, I become mum again. You know, it's having to switch back from author to mum, which can take me a while. You know, especially if you're in the middle of a scene and you're really getting into it, and then I realize the time and I have to say, oh, God, no, I've got to be mum now, which is great, you know. It can be difficult to hang it in there and then have to go back to it the next day, which is, but that's one of the things I'm able to do. I don't know whether that's because I've always done it, because I have to stop when Megan needs me, in that I can stop in the middle of a sentence, come back and still feel that same essence of and capture it, whatever it is that I wanted to capture. So that's one of my quirks, I guess. Yeah.
Nice. Well, let's chat a little bit about your new book, baby, Diary of Marjorie
yeah.
Blake. Can
yeah.
you tell us about the book, where the idea originated, a little bit about it, without spoilers, of course. We just
okay.
want to hear all about it. And I love
okay.
the cover. The
oh,
cover
yeah.
would catch me right then. I would want to know more. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I love the cover. It took us a couple of goes to get it right. But I knew in my head what I wanted. She had to be a bride, and I just loved the idea of it being like a photograph. So So that's where that came from. So Diary of Marjorie Blake is a little bit out of my norm. It's the genre that I've never written in before. Usually it's all about supernatural historical fiction. But this is, I'm not really sure what kind of genre you'd put this in. It's basically a diary of a young bride, and it's looking at the harshness of life in the 19th century through the eyes of this young woman. She's been married off to a man she hates, purely for family politics. And so Marjorie records her life as a wife and the expectations of her to produce an heir, whether she's willing or not. Do you remember, in those days, women had no rights, they had no voice, and this was the only way that Marjorie could have her own power. This isn't a true life. It's not based on any one particular woman. It is fictional, but I really wanted it to resonate with women in this era, whereas, yes, we've come a long way, but women are still treated as second-rate citizens in a lot of places, and that's not right. That's not fair. You know, the men should remember that without us, they wouldn't be here. So, you know, we should treat women with respect. You know, I mean, in the 19th century, women were treated worse than animals.
Wow.
So, you know, I really wanted to explore that. And how it came about was, I suppose this is the supernatural element of it, I guess, is that I was sitting here, I came to my desk one morning. I didn't know whether I was going to carry on with the novel that's coming out next or whether I was going to do a short story. And then before I knew it, half a day had gone past, and I'd written half a book. And it was like this energy this woman just came through, and I just almost became Marjorie Blake. And if I ever find out that there was a Marjorie Blake in the 19th century, I think I'll go mad. but it's like she was just there. And, I mean, I do get into my characters when I'm writing anyway, but this lady, it was so easy to get in and into her mind and body and know what she was thinking and feeling. And obviously women today are all, you know, they're abused and treated badly. And so it was almost easy to get into this lady's head. And the book more or less wrote itself. It was written in 4 months, really, after I'd done all the research, yeah. So
very cool.
It's all set around the Crimean War, just a little bit. So, and it's set down in England.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. Well, what I'd really like is for women to be able to look at Marjorie Blake and, one, see how far we've come, but, two, how little we've come, how little we've allowed ourselves to become and be respected by men. You know, we have to stop allowing ourselves to be desensitized and for people to see us for what we are, and we are equal and we deserve to be equal.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love
woman
that.
Woman power.
I love that.
Woman power.
Yes. Yes. I've got I'm fist pumping the air.
Yes, totally.
No, I agree with you.
No one
completely. Yes.
Yeah.
When you're writing, do you like have music on, or, you know, do you need silence? Do you have anywhere special that you go?
No, I just have my little desk that faces my back garden, and I just watch nature as it changes throughout the year. The problem I have is that in the winter, I'm sitting right next to a huge French door. So obviously it's not very warm in the winter, so I tend to move into the lounge with my little laptop, put the fire on, and type with my little mittens on, because it does get very cold here in Wales. But no, I don't really have anywhere special. I can write anywhere. I've usually got a pad with me, and I just tend to jot things down wherever I am.
You know, something that you said piqued my interest, because I'm a history buff. I love history. And
yeah.
You were speaking about the war that that is involved in the book.
Mm-hmm.
So my question to you is twofold. One, why did you why that particular time period? Why that war? What was it about it that caused you to choose that particular time period? And also, what type of research, well, I guess it's threefold, what type of research methods did you use? And the last one, what was the most unusual thing in your research that, you know, you uncovered? So I guess
right.
It's threefold there.
Okay. I chose the Crimean War mainly because I knew what era I wanted to write her in.
Okay.
And so she's set in 1853, and really it was just about what battles, what wars, what politics was going on at that time that I could then create a character for her husband to be involved in. And it just
okay.
so happened that the Crimean War was actually happening at that time. It was just beginning. I knew that he was going to be something in the military, so I had to really work out what kind of war and how it would evolve and that kind of thing for him. And the Crimean War, it just fit. So that was great. I didn't really find anything particularly special about the Crimean War, except that I thought we were more involved than we actually were. Most of the time, the English were just sitting around waiting for something to happen, because it was more or less over by the time we got involved. Sorry, what was the other question?
That's okay. I think I've forgotten myself. No, what type of research methods did you use?
I did a lot of website searching. I went to my local library, found some history books on it, which didn't really tell me anything new, to be honest. It was easy to just look on websites and double check everything, and there's a lot more knowledgeable people out there than me, so there's a lot of information to just find if you're willing to look and take the time to look and get it right. You know, that's very, very important. Always double check your research. Yeah.
Very cool.
Okay.
So, what do you like to do when you're not writing?
When I'm not writing, when am I not writing? What am I doing? I walk every day in nature with Sydney, my dog. That is something that I can't do without. I like to dance around the room wildly. I like to sing along to music whenever I can. I love a good film. I'm a real film buff. I do watch a film probably once or twice a week, especially if there's a couple of glasses of wine involved and a nice Italian meal. That's always good to me.
I love it.
I think one of my things that I do to help me really calm down is I do a lot of jigsaws, and then I glue them together and frame them. I have them framed. So I've got a lot of jigsaws just waiting to find wall space at the moment because I haven't got any. So, that's what I love to do. I love to get, but, you know, not everyday jigsaws, but they have to be a bit special. Yeah. That's what I do.
Well, the Diary of Marjorie Blake is, you said, a little bit outside of your normal wheelhouse.
Yes.
For your next project, do you foresee yourself maybe continuing with the more historical fiction versus the paranormal historical, or do you have another project in mind going more back to what's familiar as far as your writing?
I'm actually returning back to my usual genre for the next two books at least. Between Worlds, as I said, that comes out in October, and that is a more supernatural historical, my usual. I've got Where Rivers Meet, that comes out in the spring, hopefully, and again, that has a supernatural element to it, but it's more of it is more historical based, and I'm even having a go at a bit of a love story, so I'm just stepping sideways out of my genre, my little comfort zone, but it's everything I do has to have some kind of element to it, which was why Diary of Marjorie Blake was such a surprise to me. And I'm also working on the prequel to Echoes, my first book, I'm not sure where that's going to go at the moment. That may be more historical. It sort of features around War of the Roses. But I think at the moment, I'm in the very early stages of it, but I do think there may be some things that's supernatural about it, but I'm not sure yet. I'm just going to write it, see where it goes, and then who knows? Who knows?
Nice. Who are some of the authors that have influenced you, some of your favorite authors that, you know, that drew you in, that you've read, I mean, growing up or now?
When I was growing up, it was really Enid Blyton, The Famous Five, that I just read over and over again, but there's nothing supernatural about her, obviously. And then as I got older, to be honest, mainly the books I read were non-fictional ghost books. Any information about ghosts, poltergeists, anything, I was reading it. And I've still got all of them on my shelves. I think I have every single ghost book that you can buy. And then as I've grown up, I've moved on to authors like Barbara Erskine. She's my favorite author. And I think one of the favorite reviews I ever had was by a bookshop who read Echoes. And her review was, "This is perfect for Barbara Erskine fans." Oh, I could have cuddled her.
Wow.
It's a lovely thing to say. And the other author I like is Diana Gabaldon. She's done the Outlander series.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I've enjoyed those. And a little bit outside of the usual genre, I've enjoyed Kate Ellis as well. She's an English author based in Liverpool, and she does a lot of crime and mystery kind of books.
Mm-hmm.
And I've enjoyed reading some of those because I love, I don't know if you get it over in America, things like Midsummer Murders or Miss Marple. I love watching those, and I love seeing if I can guess who the murderer is before the end. And if I do win it, I get a cup of tea made for me. It's great. So I think they're the main authors I've been reading most over the years, yeah.
Love it. Awesome.
So, what's something that people would be surprised to know about you? You know, people that have been following
you
for a
while. Can you say it again? I can't hear you.
For people that have been following you for a while, what's something that might surprise them that they might not know?
That they don't know about me? Oh, gosh. What might they not know about me? I'm also a healer. I hold a lot of healing workshops around Wales. It's known as chakra dance. And that it heals your mind, body, and spirit using movement and music that specially resonates with each chakra. And I help to heal a lot of people. So that's all fun, because that incorporates music, which I love, and dancing, which I absolutely adore. So I'm a happy person.
Nice. Do you ever use any of your interests in the ghosts or the paranormal that you said you had interest in, and your healing in your novels?
Yes, I have used some elements of using some of the experiences, because I've been seeing ghosts since I was very young, so they don't scare me or anything. And that, as I got older, I used to get called to various homes to see if I could help the spirit move on and things like that. So some of that element has gone into some of the books, some of my experiences. Yeah, definitely. I think sometimes it's helpful to put something that you've experienced into a book. It can help make the story a little bit real, and people can associate with that a bit better.
Nice.
That actually looks like we are down to time. So,
no way,
what would you? Time flies, right?
Can I just shout out something, Michelle?
Sure, go right ahead.
Yeah. I would like to shout out to the author who was with me today, Fiona Holland. It was her first book, Before All Else, and she was with me at the book launch today, launching her own novel, and she's fantastic. And if you can ever get her as a guest, I would recommend her. Thank you.
Wonderful. Awesome. Definitely.
Yes. So what would you like to say to everybody that's been listening, and where can they keep up with you and your new releases?
Sorry, I didn't hear that, Michelle.
No, that was Jamie.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear that.
What would you like to say to everybody out there, and where can they keep up with your new releases?
Okay, well, I will say to everyone, the moral that I live by is live life, never, ever merely exist. Do what you love, and if other people don't like it, tough. That's their problem. As long as you're enjoying life, you just go do it. You can find me on Amazon. I have a website, and I'm also with Crimson Cloak Publishing and Dose Blant Publishing. That's
awesome.
Where my books are.
Well, Paula, you know, we just truly enjoy having you on the show.
Oh, thank you,
it just really, really do. And you have an open door invitation. Please come back, because every time we do speak with you, it just doesn't feel like it's enough time. So, it really, seriously. So, please come back. We know that you do have some upcoming releases. We would love to chat with you anytime about them. So make sure you do come back and keep us in the loop, okay? Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, darlings. Thank you so much for having me. It was an absolute pleasure.
Thank you. And Jamie, how can everyone, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. How can everyone touch base with you?
I have everything linked on my website. It's jamielwhite.com, JamieLwhite.
All right, and there you have it, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us this early. It was early for us, early Saturday morning, and we just thank you so much for hanging out. And we hope that you'll go and show some love for author P.J. Roscoe and her newest release, Diary of Marjorie Blake. Go grab a copy and connect with P.J. Go connect with Paula. She's wonderful. All right, guys, we hope that you have a wonderful weekend. Well, we always say it, because you deserve it. Have a good one, guys. Bye-bye. Ladies, have a great day.
Bye.
Thank you.
You too.
Enjoy your day. Mine's nearly finished.
Well, have a great evening.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.